Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Today's ensemble is an eclectic Iowa quintet of female multi-instrumentalists. They have no sole songwriter or lead vocalist. Instead, it's a group of talented musicians that purdifies each song, working together to give their own unmistakable touch to each tune that they create. Their latest album is called All Recipes Are Home. Please welcome back the Awful Purdies.
Rest these bones while the sun sleeps. Work's never done. More we grow, the less we keep when the season comes.
Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, welcoming back to our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. The Awful Purdies, they have a new album out. It's called All Recipes Are Home, put out in 2015. And I want to welcome all the players back to our stage. It's a female quintet here, very special to Iowa, Katie Roach. We have Sarah, Katie Roach there on the accordion. Next to her is Sarah Driscoll, playing a guitar. I have to look because you do switch instruments quite often during performances. And we have Nicole Upchurch tuning up her banjo, and Marcy Rosenbaum on a bass, looks like. And she's got a guitar ready to go as well. And Katie Sen on the cello. All five of you, welcome back to our program. Glad to have you back. Did I hear you say during the warm-up that you've been around almost now, almost 10 years? Almost a decade to celebrate?
Next
is that right,
year,
Katie
Roach? Birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can birthday. You believe it's been that long?
Yeah, I can. We've been through a lot together, so it's kind of a miracle. I think it's only been 9 years, you know?
So, you've got this new album out. Before we hear what I assume will be a lot of songs from this new album this hour, mixed with some other ones. Tell us what's behind this. It's a neat idea for an album. You've been working with a playwright, Sean Lewis. What's the whole story here?
Yeah, we're only going to play songs from that new album, All Recipes Are Home, today. We started out a little over a year ago talking with Sean about this idea to make a musical, which we accomplished last April, and played at Grinnell, Luther, and Hancher here in Iowa City. And
how did those performances go?
Those performances were great. They were really well attended, and it was a really incredible experience to get to take some old music of ours and see it fleshed out in mm-hmm. theater. And and then we tour around the state talking to farmers and food workers in order to write the new material that was more.
And this is really the neat part of this project, is you're gathering stories. I want to ask you about that a little bit later in the program. Let's go back to music. These are inspired by real stories that you found across Iowa. Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. What do you have next musically for us?
The next song is called Don't Know You Anymore. Profound.
some Family Tree. And this is actually, this is a song that we heard over and over through stories that we gathered. Hopefully it's catching kind of that rural perspective, and also just a common emotion that we all have of the need to belong. This is a story song. I hope you can follow the story.
Picked in her prime, and I was only waiting for heavy hands upon his head to tell him he had the power to heal. St. Mary's Chapel is where they wed. I crossed her arms to hide the tug of her. Weather palms and said his amens, hoping better times would come with a child. Beyond the tidy garden road, there grows an ancient apple tree. How sweet the fruit, I'll never know. Till I have wings, till I have able to be on my high own. I prefer to be alone. Out past the garden and out past the hills, seeking silent solace in the haunted hills, far from the whispering about that strange child who's always wandering off on his own.
Garden Road.
headlines red. Beneath the county's tallest tree, a child found dead. Says, hoping better times would come. Hoping better times will come. Hoping better times will come. Hoping better times will come. Singing.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We have five well-known ladies in the musical landscape here in Iowa. The Awful Purdies back on our stage. Katie Roach, Nicole Upchurch, Sarah Driscoll, Marcy Rosenbaum, and Katie Sen all up here on our stage. Just fitting on the stage. No males allowed, I guess, unless you count. Is this your mascot? On the corner of your stage, you have a rooster. He's got a bright red comb and wonderful tail feathers. He's very smart looking. Yes. Is he part of the band as well?
He's come to every show we've ever played.
Yes.
He's our estrogen balance.
Really. He's a totem.
He's a totem. Their new album is All Recipes Are Home. They're singing you works from this album. It's an interesting collaboration work with a playwright, Sean Lewis, also helped along by a grant from the Iowa Arts Council. And these songs are based on stories that were gathered in Iowa. Now I wanted one of you, or a couple of you, to tell me how these stories were gathered. What was the process? You worked with people. People could contact you through the website. And then what happened?
Well, in terms of how they were set up, we had actually kind of made a plan ahead of time of wanting to go to a variety of communities where different kinds of people involved in farm and food production were mm-hmm. present. So we ended up going to Decorah and
the Center for Worker Justice.
Justice and
talk to some meatpackers and
farmers markets.
We surveyed people. Mm-hmm. But the other thing we did is, so we'd go do a show in these communities, and then we would hold what we would call a talking circle, which is kind of like a focus group, but not so science-y. and so we would have these talking circles, and we would ask people to answer questions everyone can think about this, actually. So what do you think of, when you think of food, what does it make you think of? Mm-hmm. So what are the ideas that come up, and what was amazing? And you'll hear through some of the songs, or it wasn't just, here, I'm thinking of my favorite dish. It was connected to family and politics and memories and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Loss.
Death and
loss.
Decay.
So you might have something that would remind you of someone who's passed on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A favorite dish of
of a relative, for instance.
There was a lot of universal themes that emerged. Every time we talked to people, the same things kept coming up over and over again, and we kind of had, you know, a hunch, you know, that those would be the things, and then there they were over and over again.
And those themes were, for instance?
I think one of the big things we heard was, actually what this next song is about, is, you know, people who left the farm.
During the crisis of the 80s, for example.
Or even now, people that are inheriting a century farm, and they don't want it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's these young people that want to be there, you know? So.
And they can't access it.
Right, yeah. And you know, Marcy's next song here was one of the stories that we heard a lot about, too.
So the next song is, it's really about, I actually wrote it with a local farmer who came to play banjo with me one night, and it was the first time she'd ever played with anyone, and we started playing, and we had been talking about what it's like to be a farmer and what your dreams are and how sometimes at a certain time of year you just want to leave.
Get out. I've been here too long.
Leave and get out, but you can always come back. Yeah. It's that a lot of our songs end up being about that cycle of seasons. So.
Let's sit back and enjoy more music from our guests this week on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. The Awful Purdies performing on our studio. The Awful Purdies performing on a stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Let's go back to music and back to this piece. Marcy Rosenbaum going to take the lead on this, I think.
Called Snowbird. Ready? Got the pedal to the floor. I ain't staying here no more. Not sure what I'm looking for, but it's alright. I am on the road again. I am moving with the wind. I am leaving all my friends, and it's alright. It's alright.
Called Tube Top and a Shovel. It's about gardening and canning.
And wearing fashionable clothing.
You wear a tube top when you garden. because then you don't get tan lines. It's how you start your summer tan. Tube top.
We recommended that to many male farmers, and they just shook their heads. You ready?
We spend most of the summertime relaxing.
Relaxing.
Relaxing in the
sun. In the sun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
But now it's time to get work done. The time is coming on just to say what we need to eat. Bring your good stories, I swear I'll make it sweet. Put your goods away, the harvest of today. Spend some time together while we can. Back when I pressed the seeds into the soil,
I didn't know,
what would grow. Just a tube top,
and a shovel.
There's always so much more to sow. Yes, there's a risk you're taking, who knows what it will be, but if you dig a little deeper, you will see. Put your goods away, the harvest of today. Spend some time together while we can. And it brings such satisfaction. It is truly part of living off the land. Put your goods away, the harvest of today. Spend some time together while we can. Thank you.
All right, this next song is called Shake the Leaves, and I think I've managed to sneak in a love song for my husband on each of our albums. He objected to the first one I wrote for him because I ended up alone with a three-legged dog. But I still swear that song was for him, and it was a song with love in my heart. this song, Shake the Leaves, is a song about trying to grow things in places where it's hard to grow them. And I was thinking about a younger version of me living in New York City, trying to put a garden in Brooklyn, New York, with the train practically going right over my garden, and every time I dug into the soil, I would hit something new, a tire, an old like plastic container full of kitty litter. I found so many bones, some of them I think might have been human. It was a very strange place to try to put a garden in, and so as I reflected on that, I started thinking about where I am now here in Iowa, a little older, a little wiser, and how easy and nice it is to grow things. One, two.
I need to shake the leaves loose from the tree. Let the fruit fall to the earth. Dig a little deeper, hit up onto the roots.
Honey,
I need to give birth. 'Cause I'm full,
so full.
And you're so far away. Winter's been long and we've been wearing too many clothes. I need a hot summer day. Think back on the city life, on the city life. The soil was full of glass and tire. Think back on another life, a younger life. We found love while the dogs sang to the sirens. So I need to
shake this
hair down from this crown. Let the sunlight hit the gray. Sometimes it seems like all we ever do is work. Let's just stay in bed all day. Ooh,
trash. Think back on another life, a younger life. I never knew what was gonna last, or I need to shake the leaves loose from the tree. Let the fruit fall to the earth. Dig a little deeper in a bundle of roots.
Honey,
honey, I need to give birth. 'Cause I'm full,
oh, so full.
I'm so full.
Ooh.
And you're so far away. Winter's been long and we've been wearing too many clothes. I need a hot summer day.
Thank you. So the next song we're going to do is, I wrote it, and Katie's going to sing it, which I like. And this song is actually, it's more generic, and it's, you'll see, it's called Too Many Words, and it's about...
Did you just describe your own song as generic?
Yeah, it's kind of generic. I mean, it's not about farming necessarily, it's, but it's about...
General.
It's about thinking about what you say. And the story behind it is, just so you know, when I first wrote this song, it had like 12 verses.
Had two words.
Being called Too Many Words, that seemed ironic.
Yeah, so and my mom came in and went, you know what, Marcy? It's too many
too
words.
Many words. Too many words. Too many words. Too many chances to be misunderstood. We won't remember which word made us walk away for good. Too many words trying to be heard. I know we're both hurting, trying to explain, feeling in the silence, covering the pain with too thank you. which word made us walk away for good.
Now you can hear IPR's Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more. Plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been at work doing this, brewing up these performances since 2001. Our shows are recorded most Friday afternoons before a live audience at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. You can find us at various other venues in the state occasionally, so do check out iowapublicradio.org to find out about Java Blend's events and broadcasts. You can download any of our broadcasts as well, including this one with the Awful Purdies. Put it on your favorite mobile device or listen to it right there online. Find out more about the Awful Purdies by going to their website, www.awfulpurdies.com.
Yeah, Purdies is spelled weird.
Is weird. Katie Roach, tell us how.
It's spelled P-U-R-D-I-E-S, as though someone's giving you a compliment. Oh, you're awful purdy.
And it was no trouble getting that domain back when you did?
Believe it or not, no one had it yet. So,
no one had it. It's such a catchy name. So good. Their new album is All Recipes Are Home. It's an album that is available only, I understand, by purchasing Seed Savers, a packet of Seed Savers seeds.
Yeah.
Is that right? And then you get a little download card with it.
Yep.
To download all the music that you're hearing today.
I think it's the first edible album out there. So.
Before we go back to the last round of music, I wanted to ask you, we talked about collecting the stories, how this music was inspired by people you met, stories you collected from food producers across Iowa. How did these stories, what's the process for the stories turning into songs? Tell us a little bit about that.
I think, you know, I don't think the process is any different for the way that we approached it this time around. You know, I think all songs initially come from stories, right? So
yeah.
This time we just did it a little more conscientiously. We knew there was this theme to sculpt it around, and it felt really good to have something mm-hmm. central to look at as a group and think about and talk about and fully immerse ourselves in. And we liked it so much that instantly we thought, hey, what's the next kind of theme we want to focus on?
So you want to do this in a different way, but I guess I mean with the songs. Did, for instance, Katie Sen, was she assigned a song, or do you all collaborate on a song, or does someone go off in a corner, create something, and the others kind of react to it and create the instrumentation? How does it work?
For the most part, we each will bring a song to the table, and then we do what we like to call purdify.
Yeah.
That song.
Which means
we give it zazz.
That is not what that means.
That is, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that when you look in the dictionary under purdify, zazz.
To give
that's
zazz.
To bestow onto something right. Zazz.
In a collaborative way, though, I think purdify means that we all bring something to it where it goes from being amazing already and then turns into zazz.
Yep. Which is the name of our next album and our next project.
All That Zazz?
All That Zazz.
Oh, God.
Wow. Sorry,
thanks for telling us.
I told you I was going to be subversive today.
Let's go back to music, and then we'll know exactly what they're talking about when they purdify something. The Awful Purdies on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. This is Java Blend.
Talking to someone, harsh words coming out of you, saying that she wasn't good enough, saying her friendships weren't true. Why are you when you look in the mirror, it's not the way we see you. Second guessing all your decisions, echoing those childhood derisions, looking back on earlier visions of who they thought you should be. Why are you so hard, so hard, so hard on yourself? Why is it okay, okay? You wouldn't talk that way to anyone else. Compare yourself to, they're not that different than you. They're all making up stories and fighting the voices too. If we could just realize that something all humans do, then we could breathe. Why are we so hard, so hard, so hard on ourselves? Why is it okay, okay? We wouldn't talk that way to anyone else. Why is it okay? Is it really okay? We wouldn't talk that way to anyone else. We wouldn't talk that way. We don't have to talk that way.
Thank you.
was in a little patch of dirt by the playhouse in the yard. And the windows were broken, letting in the morning dew as I readied my sprouts for the sun. Strawberry, bearing signs of love, outlasting a mother's youth. And my heart broke open, letting in the morning dew as I readied myself for my
pick up the microphone here before we end with a tune or two more from our guests, the Awful Purties, on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'd better hurry because Katie Roach has picked up some knives. These are musical instruments in a food-themed album.
Yeah, this is one of those moments of synchronicity when we were working on the album. Playwright said, "Hey, do you guys think you could write a song about meatpacking?" And then Nicole said, "I already wrote one."
about meatpacking? You had already written one, Nicole?
Well, I'd been working on one because it's prevalent in the state and a hard thing to break into. It's actually difficult to have people talk to you about their experiences with meatpacking.
Right.
So
have you worked in that, or do you know someone who's worked in meatpacking?
No. Well, we ended up meeting a couple people, and Sarah actually had a pretty good story too to contribute to this. I also that she's not going to talk to us later. I also used my Google brain and just kind of looked up vocabulary for meat processing.
Okay, and that's in this next song here.
Yes.
And the knives will be played.
Yes.
As opposed to spoons.
Opposed to the spoons. Okay. Let me thank Jim Davies. He's our on-site sound engineer. And Phil, that's right, give him a round of applause. Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Mitch McAndrew is our production assistant. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You can find out more about this wonderful quintet of women from Iowa, the Awful Purties, by going to awfulpurties.com. And that's purties like you look purdy.
P-U-R-D-I-E-S.
Okay, and you're going to take us out with more music. Their latest album, All Recipes Are Home. Katie, Nicole, Sarah, and Marcy, thank you so much for coming to our stage again. Let's give them another round of applause.
You.
Take us out with some more music. What's this one called?
Kill Floor.
Gristle and bone, hoof and horn, hanging weight, leaving me torn. Oh. back strap. Gotta save, gotta send my dollars back home. No bull, no boar on the kill floor.
Singing a work day song to help move the day along. Hope it won't be long till I go home.
Blood of the beast, feeding the feast, shoeing the feet of my family back home. No bull, no boar on the kill floor.
Child of the corn on a century farm. It was clear that his life from sun up to moonrise would be spent working out in the fields and the barn. Being third generation, he missed graduation and most of his childhood before. So came the surprise in his father's eyes when one day he walked straight out the door. He was leaving the toil of the springtime, the thickness of summer, the long heavy harvest, the deep winter silence, and starting all over again. The more attached you are, the more there's to lose. If I'm gonna take a chance, at least I wanna choose which ground, which land, which town, which plan. Selma was raised in a thick urban haze on a crowded avenue, while others dreamt of material things. Her sleep was filled with the dirt and the green. She had a calling, it was almost like falling, to till and to plant and to grow. She was dream rich but land poor, and so what she wished for was to find a place that felt like her own. She was seeking the toil of the springtime, the thickness of summer, the long heavy harvest, the deep winter silence, and starting all over again. The more attached you are, the more there is to lose. If we're gonna take a chance, at least I want to choose which ground, which land, which town, which plan. Prodigal son, but the unintended daughter, now works side by side with Billy's own father. And the skeptical man might understand, you don't have to be blood to belong on the land. From the cycle of seasons, many children are leaving to seek out their fortunes far, far away. Yet there's weathered young faces who can take their places. You don't have to be blood to belong to the land. They are craving the toil of the springtime, the thickness of summer, the long heavy harvest, the deep winter. your silence and starting all over again. The more attached you are, the more there's to lose. If I'm gonna take a chance, at least I wanna choose.